Krishna Book Canto 7, Vrindavan Antya Leela, Chapter 35, Scene 1, Arishta Asura. Vrindavana was always absorbed in the thought of Krishna. Everyone remembered his pastimes and was constantly merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. But the material world is so contaminated that even in Vrindavan, the asuras or demons tried to disturb the peaceful situation. One demon named Arishta Asura entered the village like a great bull with a gigantic body and horns, digging up the earth with his hoofs. When the demon entered Vrindavan, it appeared that the whole land trembled as if there were an earthquake. Arishta roared fiercely, and after digging up the earth on the riverside, entered the village proper. The fearful roaring of the bull was so piercing that some of the pregnant cows and women had miscarriages. Arishta's body was so big, stout, and strong that a cloud hovered over his body just as clouds hover over mountains. Arishta Asura entered Vrindavan with such a fearful appearance that just upon seeing this great demon, all the men and women were afflicted with great fear, and the cows and other animals fled the village. The situation became very terrible, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan began to cry out, "Krishna! Krishna! Please save us!" Krishna also saw that the cows were running away, and Krishna immediately replied, "Don't be afraid, do not be afraid." Then Krishna appeared before Arishtasura and said, "You are the lowest of living entities. Why are you frightening the inhabitants of Gokul? And what will you gain by this action? If you have come to challenge my authority, then I am most prepared to fight you." In this way, Krishna challenged the demon, and the demon became very angry by the words of Krishna. Krishna stood before the bull, resting his hand on the shoulder of a friend. The bull began to proceed towards Krishna in anger. Digging the earth with his hooves, Arishta Asura lifted his tail, and it appeared that clouds were hovering about the tail. His eyes were reddish and moving in anger. Pointing his horns at Krishna, Arishta began to charge Krishna just like the thunderbolt of Indra. But Krishna immediately caught Arishta's horns and tossed him away, just as a gigantic elephant repels a small inimical elephant. Although the demon appeared to be very tired, and although Arishta was perspiring, he took courage and got up. Again, Arishta charged Krishna with great force and anger. While rushing towards Krishna, Arishta was breathing very heavily. Again, Krishna caught his horns and immediately threw Arishta onto the ground, breaking his horns. Krishna then began to kick Arishta's body, just as one squeezes a wet cloth on the ground. Being thus kicked by Krishna, Arishta Asura rolled over and began to move his legs violently. Bleeding and passing stool and urine, his eyes starting from their sockets, Arishta passed to the kingdom of death. The demigods and the celestial planets began to shower flowers on Krishna for his wonderful achievements. Krishna was already the life and soul of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and after killing this demon in the shape of a bull, Krishna became the cenosher, the center of attention of all eyes. With Balaram, Krishna triumphantly entered the village of Vrindavan And the inhabitants glorified him and Balaram with great jubilation. For when a person performs some wonderful feat, one's kinsmen and relatives and friends naturally become jubilant. So when you feel there's nothing that you can do, then Lord Chaitanya comes to you to teach you the glories of the holy name. From that day on, you never feel the same. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.